Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we will be revisiting Sister Billy's classic series on the Book of Daniel. So get your Bible and your notebook as we study the living Word of God.
Here we have the children of Israel as they've met God out on the mountain, and God is giving to Moses on Mount Sinai the Torah. He not only gave to Moses on that Mount of Revelation Sinai the Ten Commandments, he gave him the first five books of the Bible, which is the Torah, or what the Jews call the law. And so in giving that, God said to Moses, Leviticus 23:1, and Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them. Now one thing God did not say unto them was that word concerning. You can see that it's in italics. God said, and I should have brought my Hebrew Bible today to read this for you, exactly how he said. Have you got it over there? Could you find Genesis 1? Well, I'll do it in the next session. I'll mark it in the next session. But he said unto them, the moeds of Jehovah, the appointed times of Jehovah. He did not say concerning, he did not say feasts. We've added this word feast because later on he tells them to have feasts and festivals and joyous times, but he names these, he calls these the moeds of the Lord, the appointed times, the fixed dates of the Lord. And so he said from that mountain unto Moses, the moedim of Yahweh, the fixed dates, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, my moeds, my fixed dates. And so he goes on to name them. We see in first the Sabbath in verse 4, it says the moedim of Yahweh, the moeds, the fixed dates of Yahweh, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their moeds, in their fixed dates. And he gives Passover, and he gives Pentecost or Shavuot, and he gives tabernacles. And he tells them to come up to Jerusalem on those fixed dates. Even today in Israel, if you have a doctor's appointment, you will say, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, I have a moed with the doctor. So the moed of the book of Daniel, it gives history before it happens. But the particular moed of it, we're going to see what that is now as we look at Daniel chapter 10. In Daniel chapter 10, we're going to go, in my Bible, it's about 4 lines up from the bottom of verse 1. And in chapter 10, 1, it says, the thing was true, but the moed was long. You can see there, the time appointed. There's an appointed time. And going on down to verse 14, we hear the angel saying, now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people. A key to understanding the book of Daniel is that it has to do with the Jews. Daniel's people. What shall befall thy people in what moed in the latter days? For the vision is for many days. We've already seen that there's going to be a further unveiling and an understanding of it given as we reach those latter days. And if God sent a messenger here from South Africa to this church to tell us it's time, woo, glory, hallelujah. Just think of it. You've been fasting and preparing. And the Lord said, you are as much a chosen people and a people of destiny as those 4 Hebrew children were. He's still dealing and moving, and now we're closer. Hallelujah. Daniel is a book of prophecy. The Hebrew Bible is divided into 3 portions. It's called the Tanakh. The T stands for the Torah or the law. The N is a Hebrew word for the prophets. And the K stands for the Ketuvim, the writings, other writings, Psalms, other things. But the Jews are always particularly talking about the law and the prophets. When this word prophets is translated into Greek, it is the prophetikos, and it means the written word, the prophets. I want you to turn to a New Testament reference to that in 2 Peter chapter 1. Second Peter is a wonderful prophetic book. We have on our tape table, I think it's called In These Last Days. We have tapes which speak of 2 Peter and how it tells us when Jesus is coming. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. We have a more sure word of prophetikos. It means the written word. It's referring exactly to Scripture, and it means that portion of Scripture which is the prophets. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Ezekiel, the prophetikos. So what Peter is doing here, he's doing the same thing we do when we say, turn to Mark such and such. Mark 11, 23. Verse 19, he's already told them, now I was on that Mount of Transfiguration. I was there when God spoke, this is my son. But he said, we've got a more sure word. We've got the written word. We've got the prophetikos. And so that's what he's referring to here in verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophetikos, meaning the written scriptures, the prophets, whereunto you do well that you take heed. We're going to do well when we take heed to the book of Daniel. You do well when you take heed to the book of the prophets. We're not supposed to skip them. You do well when you take heed, and your heart really should go here, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise. See, the day star is coming. He's already arisen in your hearts. That in your hearts there is in the wrong place, really, in the King James translation. But until he comes, as is prophesied, that day star, and takes the scepter of the kingdom, as is prophesied in the Old Testament, we are to look in the prophetikos for a light shining in a dark place. Folks, this world is dark if you don't know the prophetikos. If you don't know the prophetikos, if you don't know that God's word says evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse in the earth, but the prophetikos tell us, the books of prophecy tell us, God's got a plan. And that plan is going to unfurl this way. It's going to end like this. Jesus is coming again. God's going to put up a kingdom up on this earth that'll be a good kingdom and a righteous kingdom. We're going to be translated in, the New Testament tells us, but the Old Testament particularly foretells concerning his earthly kingdom. If you don't know that, the world can be very, very dark. I do not know how people make it who do not know the prophetikos, who do not know the word of God right now. I don't know how they're making it because things are so bad and getting worse in the earth, and the word of God says they will. The dark will grow darker. Evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse. But our light's going to go brighter. And so we're told here that the prophetikos, the books like Daniel and others, are lights shining in a dark place of the Word of God. So as he reveals to us this week, we'll have further light in the darkness. We are told in Thessalonians, when God speaks to us of prophecy, he says, you are not children of the dark, that day should overtake you. You're children of the light. God's word is light. It is a light unto our path. And so it is here in the prophetikos we particularly see that we can see the light until that day dawns and he takes that scepter in his hands and sets up his kingdom. Verse 20, knowing this verse, that no prophetikos of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophetikos came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke, moved by the Holy Ghost. And so as we look at the book of Daniel, we're going to be looking at the light of the prophetikos as the Holy Ghost moved on Daniel and gave us light for this last day, which God is pleased now to present to us. The prophetikos the prophets give in the Old Testament, history before it happens. And such a book is Daniel. Prophecy. The Bible itself is made up of two-thirds prophecy. God, the authenticity for the Word of God is that it tells history before it happens. It's In fact, God's very criteria for his being God is that he tells things before they happen. And let's turn to Isaiah 41 and see this character of God. Isaiah 41 and verse 8. Always have to look and see who he's talking to. Particularly here in verse 8 of Isaiah 41, he says, "But thou, Israel, are my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend." Verse 10, "Fear thou not, I am with thee, be not dismayed, I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. All they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing." In the history of Israel, we see that Israel was dispersed outside of its land and that nations all over the earth treat them badly. We know of this thing called anti-Semitism. Looking back in history, we see how this thing was played out. But God said, don't be concerned. They're the ones who are going to end up being ashamed. And then we go down to verse 20. That they may see God's dealing with Israel now as the world looks at it. We're supposed to know. And our teaching this week is going to come right up to what's happening on the Temple Mount today. The book of Daniel is not of the past, it's of now. It is of the past and it is of now. Verse 20. That they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this dealing with Israel, and the Holy One of Israel has created it. Now, produce your cause, saith Jehovah. He's speaking to those that confound them. Bring forth your strong reasons, saith the king of Jacob. Let them bring forth and show us what shall happen. And let them show the former things what they be, that we may consider them, set our hearts on them, and know the latter end of them, or declare us things for to come. Show the things that are to come hereafter, that we may know that you are God. If there is a litmus test for being God, if there is a chemical formula, you might say, for being God, this is it. To be God, you have to be able to tell what's going to happen in the end from the beginning.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The classic study series by Dr. Billy Brim entitled Daniel is now available in an 11 CD series for a special radio offer of $55 plus shipping. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!